You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Computers, mobile phones, clothing, fish, cocoa, and sugar, according to Global Research Index, these everyday products are the most likely to have been produced by slave labor. When we think of slave labor, what typically comes to mind is the Atlantic slave trade, the forced displacement of over 10 million Africans to the Americas. However, Australia and New Zealand also have their own role in slave labor, rooted in the Pacific Islands. Our first associations when thinking of the relationship between exploited Pacific workers and New Zealand are probably more recent memories. Just a few months ago, the New Zealand government allowed for 2,000 migrant workers from the Pacific to be let into the country for the purpose of seasonal fruit picking, an occupation rejected by the majority of New Zealanders for its hard labour and low pay. Alarming disparities in pay between Pacifica and Pākehā workers are rampant throughout our workforce. In 2018, the Council of Trade Unions found Pākehā men were paid $10 more an hour on average than Pacifica women. And just late last year, the Official Information Act showed Pacifica workers were 71 times less likely to earn over $100,000 in district health boards. We also think of the migrant of Pacifica people to post-war New Zealand, lured by promises of job opportunities and better living. And here's a clip just going over that.
Migrants were being encouraged by the government and employers to come and join the growing workforce.
From the 1960s particularly, the Pacific people were being recruited for the factories in New Zealand, and you had the phenomenon of the boat that came with the whole families. And it was a huge step to come from small rural atolls to the cities of New Zealand.
That was Helen Clark as part of New Zealand on Screen, a documentary on the Dawn Raids in 2005. So this movement led to the infamous 1970s Dawn Raids, in which Pacifica workers who had arrived one or two decades earlier on the promise of wealth were suddenly forced to return back to the islands due to the loopholes in their visas. Police would arrive at households where workers were deemed as overstayers were living, often at dawn before workers left for their jobs, and would detain them. However, the origin of exploitative relationship between New Zealand, a colonial power, and vulnerable Pacifica workers spans back longer than most would realise. The production of sugar in Oceania and across the world was built on the labour of South Pacific slaves, who were forced into sugar labour by a system known as blackbirding, the coercion of people through deception and kidnapping to work as slaves distant from their native lands. Pacific Islanders were stolen by Australians and New Zealanders through the blackbirding process and were taken to work on sugar and cotton farms in Queensland or sold to South America. And here's another clip going over that.
And this was all destroyed in the first week of June 1863 when a man named Thomas McGrath brought a ship up from New Zealand with a mixed Tasmanian-New Zealand crew. He tricked the islanders aboard, pretending that he wanted to trade, like all the other whalers, and he battened down the hatches, they were in the hold. He sailed to the north of Tonga, to the island of Niufo'u, where he took 30 men, and then he sold the lot of them to a slaver who took them to Peru.
So one of the most popular and beloved Kiwi brands, Chelsea Sugar, began its origins as the colonial sugar refinery in Australia, set up shop in New Zealand in the 1800s. And here's another clip just going over that.
And 40,000 Māori, and was growing rapidly. Cities were growing and towns were being started all over the country. The government of the day wanted to reduce our dependence on getting refined sugar from Australia, so decided to award a monopoly to any company willing to set up a sugar refinery. This bounty was picked up by the Colonial Sugar Refining Company of Australia, which formed a partnership with the Victoria Sugar Company and local New Zealand businessmen.
So the Colonial Sugar Refinery has a significant role in the slave trading and exploitation of Pacifica peoples. Rebranded as Chelsea Sugar, effectively erasing its dark past and forced labour, the factory still sits today in Birkenhead on Colonial Road.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.